Let's open up our Bibles tonight, Ephesians chapter 5. I'd like to turn over to Luke 17 after that. Ephesians 5, Luke 17. Happy 3:16 day. You know, John 3:16. 1 Timothy 3:16. From the greatest mystery of God, God was manifest in the flesh, you know. Amen. Justified in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Remember, yeah, Dad mentioned prayer. We've been enjoying that. We'll have it this Saturday. And it's good to see the church has now officially become normal. I think we consistently have more on Sundays than we do Wednesdays. And most churches are built that, or happen that way. So I think we're back to status quo, as they call it, I guess. Now I just got people, and praise the Lord, bringing souls in. That's what we're looking for. Restored souls and those that can only make it on Sunday, and that's understandable, especially coming back to the Lord, you know. You weren't really serving Him, so you weren't really living a lifestyle that even was conducive to going to church, but the Lord knows what He's doing. And as long as we keep our hands out of it, it works out right.
That's right.
Second, you start saying, well, you need to do this, brother, you need to do that. Well, just hold up.
That's right.
What does the Lord got to do about this, you know? It's taken some of us years and years and years to finally get some of our lessons learned. And we find a new convert, we expect them to get it today. Well, just remember how much patience, not only that your brother and sister had with you, but how much the Lord's had with you. And you'll be able to show a little bit to somebody else. And this is, again, tentative. I just don't like doing things and leaving the church in the dark at all. But I happen to drive by a rent sign for a building. And me and Dad are just going to go look at it. Not, this is totally impromptu, wasn't planning on it, just saw it and said, well, let's check it out. We'll see if it works or not. And if it, you know, if I don't see all greens, then we'll just stay where we're at. So, and trust me, I wouldn't move without the church anyway. So just to let you know, we're going to look at something tomorrow, just came up, but just be in prayer. You know, Lord, if You want us to have something else, that's fine. We want to do what He wants. That's the thing. We don't want to make choices. We want the Lord to lead us so we know we're making the right choice, you know, because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't, I can't even really say we're going to look at tomorrow. I need to say the Lord will and we will.
Right.
Maybe we won't. Maybe there'll be something in the way, and I'm okay with that. I've got to the point where a no from the Lord is just as good as a yes.
Amen.
As long as I know it was from the Lord. So
Amen.
Praise God tonight. All right, I think I got everything I could remember. So I'd like to continue on the mysteries of the kingdom tonight. Ephesians 5 and 28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth it and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and these two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Luke 17. Luke 17, and we'll go to verse 26. Luke 17, and verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Like to speak tonight the mysterious age of the Son of Man. Let's say that again. The mysterious age of the Son of Man. Let's bow our heads before the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. If we bow before Him, is there a need in your heart you'd like to lift up? Father, You know what I have need of. You're the only one that can hear me. Help me tonight, I pray. All right, let's pray with all of our hearts and invite the Lord to have His way. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for this gathering of Your saints tonight. We thank You for having a place of refuge, Lord, knowing that soon and very soon that they could shut the doors, Lord, and make it to where we can't even come together. Father, let us not dread those things, but may we be prepared. May we be solid in the faith, Lord, and not take this time for granted. But Lord, let us redeem the time tonight, Lord, that we could come together with those that are still standing on the true word of God, that still believe the same gospel that you sent to us through this end time message, Lord, that we know we're on the truth. We know we've got a solid foundation, and we thank you for it, Lord. Come tonight. Speak to us, Lord. Let our armor get on a little tighter. Let us get a little surer on the word and less thinking on the things of this life and the things that are perishing. Lord, let us set our minds on things above and not things below. Father, you know every heart that's here, and I pray you just sweep right through us, Lord, and first forgive us, Lord. Forgive us how we failed you, and take all of our iniquities away, we pray. But Lord, grant us the desires that you've placed in our hearts. May you come and let the word bring those things to fruition tonight. Heal the sick, save the lost, fill the empty, we pray. Speak through my lips, I ask, Lord, but let us hear through every heart. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. I think I'll be teaching a little bit. We'll see how the Lord handles this. You know, I believe this word. I believe it's important. I don't think that we're at an age where we can just say, well, it's all right. I know the Bible says that, but I know Brother Branham said that, but I know it's the truth, but you know. See, that we're past that now. There was a day of ignorance that God winked at, as we understand the Bible says that you know, God looked at their ignorance of the Jews before they came to the truth. He said, but the day, it's over now. God has brought the revelation to you, and now you're accountable to that revelation. And God has done the same in this day, that in a time, well, how could God be just? And then here come out the internet, so God could take the word and literally put it all over everyone so that every soul could be accountable in this day. That's right, that it could be, if you wanted to find it, you could have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. If you wanted to read it, you could.
Right.
And even man has been inspired by the Lord to even take the message and translate it into all kinds of languages. Yeah. Where's the excuses left? Well, the problem is, it's not that it's not available, it's that the devil has come and duped something over on us, and they let us cheapen the value of the word that's been given to us, so we go fetching off for something else. And it can be anything, brother, sister. It could be pleasures of this life. It could be putting your hopes in politics. It could be hopes in your job. All it is anything to get you from resting in what God has given us in this day. There was only one ark built in the days of Noah, and it didn't matter how good anything else looked. If you weren't in that ark, you perished. And all the things that they did in those days, we understand, are taking place today. Married, given in marriage. As Brother Bram said, what is that? That's common law wives. That's kind of, well, we live together as wife, and then we just go on and forget it. And then if we're done, we'll just go swing with somebody else. And it's not bad for me to do that, but it's sure bad for you to tell me it's wrong. Hallelujah. And that's what our whole society's built on anymore. It ain't about right and wrong. It's about just everybody's feelings, and everybody needs to feel good and happy. But if you cross me, I'm allowed to get angry and hate you and kill you. And it's got the devil written all over it. Pure selfishness on every side. People preach tolerance and can't tolerate nobody. Amen. And anytime you find hypocrisy, don't be surprised. The devil's been a hypocrite since the beginning. He ain't never got converted. He was telling the word of God to Eve, and he threw in his lie because he's a hypocrite. That's right. He's a liar. He's a thief. He's the father of it. And he will not change. So his subjects, why do we expect them to change in this day? Well, they won't. That's right. Now, Brother Branham, I begin to realize there's some things that Brother Branham seemed to emphasize over and over and over again, yet we just kind of glaze over the top of it like it don't matter.
Yeah.
Or it's just, well, he's saying that, but we know that don't, that's just something that, you know, it was a nice little doctrine he had. But look, there's something about a prophet. A prophet of the Lord knows what he's talking about.
Amen.
Prophet of the Lord knows what to emphasize to the people he sent to.
Yeah.
That's right, like we could go. And let's go there first, and I'll come back to this here in a minute. Ezekiel, I think it's chapter 2, Ezekiel 2, that's right. And it's the first time we get that expression of a son of man and what that means. Ezekiel 2. I'm in Jeremiah and Honor. Don't. There we go. Ezekiel 2. Y'all like my new tie I got? Praise the Lord. Forget why I bought this. Oh, yeah, I wandered around Kohl's all day with my wife. And well, this tie looks nice in the clearance rack. I'll buy it. That's what happened. Yeah, praise the Lord, sis. Thank you. Master, I was looking for it. I didn't really look for it, but I had this shirt. And I was like, hey, Master's shirt pretty good. So Ezekiel chapter 2. And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. Oh, glory to God. Isn't that good? The Spirit came in me when I heard the word. That shows there's something in me that responded to the word that just came to me. And set me upon my feet. And I heard him that spake unto me. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a good, wholesome people that will obey everything you tell them. And they're going to only say good about you. And aren't you so happy God called you to be the prophet? All right, we got that out of the way. Now let's read what the Lord really told him. I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They had their they and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. I send you unto them, telling them I'm saying something. And people don't like that. They say, well, if God was going to talk to me, he talked to me about it. That's fine as long as it's the word. But God sends his voices in human beings too. God made man his agent to spread his word. And before you say you got saved without that, I call lie on that. You got saved because you heard the word from a man. That's right, because God's word moves through his sons. And God has made the church of the living God, the bride of Christ, his agent in his absence just as much as this moon gives light to the earth. In the absence of the sun, God has orchestrated the same. God sent this man. He called him the Son of Man. He filled him with the Spirit and said, go tell that bunch of rebels that I got something to say about what they're doing. Amen. And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, Son of Man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, Son of Man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. Oh, glory to God. That's about right. Just open up and take my word and eat it. See, too many times we judge our success by staying with the word, by how much we influence someone else. But that ain't what he told the prophet. He said, take my word. I don't care if they receive it. I don't care if they don't. You take my word and don't be rebellious like them. Don't be afraid of them.
Amen.
Oh, I would testify, but, you know, I might lose my job. I might make someone uncomfortable around me. You know, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. I need to become a little sinful to help my sinner friend. And you won't say that, but watch your mouth sometimes. When you get around them and chuckle about, what did you chuckle about there? They see Christ in that? And think, well, I got to be at their house. How am I going to talk to them? How'd the Lord get a hold of you? It wasn't through some backslidden preacher out here in some denomination. It was somebody that stood for the word and it didn't compromise and said it no matter who would listen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And what did God call this man he equipped this way? The Son of Man. He said, what am I sending you for? He said, I don't care if they receive you or reject you, but there's one thing they got to know. A prophet's been in the land. There's been a man that's been my mouthpiece speak to them. And God has done the same in this day. God has sent his prophet around the world. God has recorded 1,200 times.
Amen.
If there's anything, I don't care who they are. They know a prophet has been in this land.
Amen.
Now, Brother Branham, and I'll just leave that go. That was all free. Just to, hallelujah. Just know if you understand you're part of the Son of Man, well, go ahead and take the scripture and eat it down. Uh-huh. Well, everybody should love me. Don't just forget that right now. I shouldn't offend nobody. Well, they'll be offended. Trust me. That's right. Actually, what Jesus said, and oh man, Brother Andrew, making the scripture an absolute again. Well, that's what it is. Jesus said, if every man's speaking good of you, doing something wrong. That's right, because he said that's what they did to the false prophets. He said, but when they speak and gnash against you, he said they did it to all the other prophets too. He said, if they call me Beelzebub, prince of the devils, and I've raised the dead right in front of them, I've discerned their hearts, I told them where they came from, if they'll say that about me, what are they going to say about you? And I feel the same way even as a minister. You know, if they've done these things to Brother Branham, what are they going to do to me? You know, and I thank God for the ministry He's given me, but I understand that this light came through the prophet.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe that's the last sign of the last age.
Yes.
That same, and only those that will believe what was given and live out the word that was given to us, that's what is the last voice. There is not an eighth messenger. I'm not an eighth messenger. No minister is. None of the generals in Israel, they should only fulfill the word of Joshua. If they would do anything else, they were not part of the camp.
Amen.
I think we understand. Now, Brother Branham, as you understand what I think I'm going with this, he talked about Jesus having three titles a lot towards the end of his ministry. He said he had three titles he came in. It was the Son of God, the Son of Man, and the Son of David. Amen. And we kind of say, well, it's fine if I understand one or the other, whatever. It's all the same person. That's true. It is the same person. It's Jesus Christ. That's right. Amen. But why did he keep talking about the Son of Man coming in here? Why does that need to be in there if I can understand he's the Son of God and the Son of David? Why do I need to understand the Son of Man? Well, Jesus came as a prophet in the first days. That was the Son of Man. That sounds awful good. And that was true when he came on flesh. That was the Son of Man. Then throughout the church, I'm preaching before I even read it. But throughout, it was the Son of God. And he will in the millennium become the Son of David. But for some reason, why can't we get to the millennium? What's stopping the church from crossing over is not recognizing the dispensation of the Son of Man. All right. So first, let's go find those three titles in the Bible. I want to make sure you know I'm not presuming. We'll stay in Matthew. Matthew 8. And it's all throughout here. I just picked a few examples to go to. And I think that's good. I think anything a man of God says ought to be found in the Word of God, or he ought to just shut up.
Right.
That's right. I feel, I think, I don't care.
Right.
Amen. Show me the Word. That's right. I just showed today this one... young man, he's saying, Neil, I don't really like girls with short hair. And I said, well, that's scriptural.
Yeah.
And he threw out some comment. He did it on his Twitter just to watch people get mad. He was just doing it for that. He said, you know, I don't like this. And he said, watch all these girls get mad about this. You know why? And I said, it's a shame. But women now only identify in their beauty.
Yeah. Right.
So if you do anything to seem to attack that, they fall apart. Because they don't care about their character. They don't care about being a mother. They don't care about being good to others. All they want is for somebody to lift them up. Why? They want to be a goddess. They want to be worshipped as God. Hallelujah! One woman sends more people to hell than any bootlegger joint, any marijuana, any of that combined. A devil-possessed woman, that's right. And I said, well, it is scriptural, just to let you know. A woman's supposed to have long hair. Praise God for revelation now. That's because, look, I just saw it in a Pentecostal little form. I happened to just click on it on somebody's Facebook today about how, you know, they were in the apostolics and how they came through Jesus Christ's name and they appreciate that. They believe that and everything. But then they got to this teaching of not trimming your hair. And they said, well, I went back and I read 1 Corinthians 15. It says, you know, don't shorn or shaven. You know, shorn means to cut short and shaven means to take it all off. So, as you know, there's nothing wrong with trimming. And I said, okay, well... How does that make any sense? If I cut my grass down this much, I still cut the grass.
Yeah, that's right.
If I cut it down that much, I still cut the grass. If I did this, I cut the grass. Who gets to decide what's long and short now?
Sure. Yeah.
You know what? There's some sisters can't grow no hair.
Right.
Especially African sisters, if you ever noticed, they look like they just got little afros. Because it just don't grow no longer. You're going to tell me by the Word of God that God automatically disqualifies them?
No.
You see how dangerous it is to say something so unscriptural? Where if you tell people what it says, that don't touch it, just let it go, give it to the glory of God, every woman can do that.
Amen.
Glory to God. All free. Praise the Lord. But got to show them out of the Word. So there you go. I got My little witnessing today. That's all we can get anymore, right? We take a pebble here and there. We'll find a soul in there somewhere. That's pearl of great price. It's still out in that field. You might have to dig a while, but it's in there somewhere. God sent you to be a light to this age. That's right. And you're supposed to be the pearl they're looking for because you're packing the word they want. Amen. There's a famine in the land, but not in the bride. That's right. We're the only place that still got food because a prophet came and stirred it up for us. Hallelujah. Open wide and say, Lord, I eat it all up. All right. I'm feeling good tonight. Matthew 8, 29. And look, I just love these first ones. Look who recognizes who Jesus is. Actually, 28. And when he came to the other side of the country of Gennesaret, they met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? What did the devil recognize? He recognized that this man was more than a man. He recognized that this man they had seen before and that he had power over them and he could tell them what to do and he could torment them if he wanted to. Glory to God. Just like he told Ezekiel, don't you be afraid. He said, look, they were exceedingly fierce that no man might pass by, but the Son of Man walked right past you. Glory. That's the Son of God right there. They recognized his divineship, that he was God made flesh. That's right. They could see that he truly was God. But the devil saw, man. The devil saw that, but the preachers couldn't. Hallelujah. Witchcraft found it, but they couldn't seem to find it. You know why? Because they get exposed. There's the worst devil, as Brother Bram said, is a religious devil. Something that can sneak right in church. Say the same scripture, same quotes, pay their tithes, say hallelujah just right. Still full of deadly poison from the bottom of their feet to the sole of their head. Yeah. Amen. They can still say Brother Bram said too, but how about you make it live? Amen. That's what I ask. Can you make it live? So the devil recognized he was the Son of God. Now let's go Matthew 21. 21:8. And there's other references I said before. 21. Hey, these are just a few to lay this down before I get going. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strawed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. I wonder what the name of the Lord is. That's what name's he coming in. We'll just read it right here. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to Jerusalem, that all the city was moved, saying, Who is this? And the multitude said, This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. I think these people knew what they were talking about. Said, Here comes the Son of David. Now, they might even thought in their minds they were talking about the flesh, but the Spirit was moving on them. And the Spirit can say things that you don't even understand. Look, and that's the way you ought to pray. Sometimes the Bible said we don't even know what to pray, but the Spirit comes and says utterances we don't even get. That's right. David, he said, Oh, my God, why have you forsaken me? You tell me he was thinking about Christ. He was thinking about something he was going through. But the Spirit moved on and said, Say it now, because I'll bring it to pass 800 years later. And here's again, he said, You're the Son of David, not knowing they were speaking because he would be king of the earth one day. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. So we've got the Son of God. We've got the Son of David. Now let's go find the Son of Man. Matthew 26. Matthew 26, and let's just jump down to 62. Jesus is being questioned here by the high priest before his crucifixion. Matthew 26 and 62. And the high priest arose and said unto them, Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, Hallelujah. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further witnesses have we of, or what further need of have we of witnesses? Behold, you have now heard his blasphemy." What was his blasphemy? Now look, they didn't understand what Jesus was saying. They never understood what Jesus was saying. He told them that a long time ago. He said, "My word has no place in you, and that's why you don't understand my speech. But my sheep hear my voice, and me they follow." He said, "If you be the Christ, tell us plainly." And he said, "You already said it." You didn't even have to confess it. Why? You've already watched my ministry. You already know that I have to be divine to do these things. Nicodemus ratted you out in John 3.
Amen.
And God has done the same with this prophet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. They tried to challenge him. That's right. Thinking they were challenging a man. Because all they could see was a man. And all they could think of was, well, God's way over there. And you know, we're not coming against him. You know, we're just coming against this man. And he's called himself the Son of Man. Well, we don't know what that's all about. And it don't mean nothing to us that he's the Son of Man. Why does he keep saying that anyways? We're not even paying him no attention. Not knowing that the Son of Man and the Son of God is the self-same person. To turn down one's to turn down the other. Jesus was a prophet. He was the priest. And he will be the king.
Amen.
He's the same, all three, all the time. We're talking eternal. But the manifestation of each dispensation, he has changed his office. This is where you find the Trinity, actually. That what it's really supposed to be in the Bible. Not what a bunch of people's made up with it. But when he's the son of David, he's the king, man. What more do you want? Hallelujah. So let's look at this. Okay, we got that, I hope you understand. That he's got these three dispensations. And I'll go through some quotes here in a minute. I hope this is speaking to you. But when he came the first time in flesh, the Son of Man, as we just read there, is a prophet. And what is a prophet? A divine revealer of the Word of God. And we understand through understanding the Word of God that if the Word is being revealed through you, that's because you're a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. So what is it? It's the Word coming into a man. And he's literally becoming the Word for his day.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. To where if you don't hear that voice in that time, you're not hearing from the voice of God.
Amen.
And Jesus came as the Son of Man. He came as a prophet. He came as the God prophet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what was it? God veiled in a body of flesh. The difference between Jesus' flesh and ours, as we understand, is we were not virgin born. He was. We were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come out of the womb speaking lies. Jesus was not. Praise God, we got an answer to the devil's question right there. People, what's this virgin birth? How can that even happen? Why does it even matter? We've got an answer. The scripture declares what the first sin was. It wasn't just eating some apple. They committed adultery with a beast. And tainted the human blood and mixed it in a way God told him not to. So blood had been tainted. It took blood to breathe a sacrifice.
Amen.
But what good did a bunch of tainted blood do? It's just as much as taking poison. If we all got poison, I don't care if you got a little bit. If I'm dying from the poison, you giving me your blood ain't going to help. But if I can get a blood transfusion for somebody with clean blood. Hallelujah. And just filter down. You might think, oh, just a little bit. That ain't the way the Lord works. He gets rid of all of it.
Amen.
That's right. He said, you need to be born again,
amen,
which means we're going to take all that blood out of you. I'm going to fill you with my blood. His blood flows through my veins.
Amen.
Glory to God. You say, well, my physical blood's here, but the life that was in the blood by the Spirit has now come to every born again Christian by the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now the church has recognized the church nominal always recognizes the Lord at age too late.
Right.
They always can see him in the age gone by. So if you hear what they're barking at, just look back in age. You'll find out, oh yeah, they got it now.
Yeah.
But they're always behind. So don't give me all this stuff. I don't need to listen to Alistair Begg and all these guys or whatever. Oh, that was mighty good. Oh yeah, sure. I just listen to, that's not, what's the Indian guy's name? Do you remember? Robbie or something? Was it again? Zacharias or Robbie Zacharias, something like that. He's on the Christian station we listen to sometimes. And I was listening one time, he's talking about baptism. I thought, man, this is pretty good. He's right there in Acts 2:38 and everything. But I kept listening. I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm waiting to see if he's going to say it. And you know what? Totally bypassed the name of Jesus Christ and just sidestepped and kept on going. I said, no wonder people don't know where to stand. The man ain't man enough to just read it to you. Because he knows, ooh, it's going to cause problems. So we'll just avoid that, just like I told you about Fellowship Christian Athletes, FCA. When I had to sign I was asked to be a teacher for them, and they had a form I had to fill out. One of the things you had to sign is their doctrines that you have to agree to. One of them was God is eternal in three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they quoted in Scripture, Matthew 28:19. I said, that's interesting, because I just read a little bit further down that you told me I can't talk about baptism. So how come you're telling me not to talk about something that you're using in your own doctrine? Of course, they didn't have an answer for me. He said, well, what version are you reading? I'm saying I'm reading the King James, but you can bring your NIV. It says the same thing. Yeah. Well, you know, you're not going to change me. I'm not going to change you. You're right, because you're saying a bunch of nonsense. I'm saying what I can put in the Word.
Amen. Amen.
God is not eternal in three different persons. It's not eternal anyways. How can you have an eternal son? That's why for so long, we how can we be the sons of God and be eternal when we started somewhere? But then you begin to recognize the Son of Man. And that there's something in a Son of God that didn't start. That can't end. It was from the life of God. And inside there was every attribute that's here tonight and in every age. Jesus came as a Son of Man, and they recognized it after He was dead and gone. There was a prophet in the land. You say, how do you know that? Look at the sons of Sceva. We adore you by the name of Jesus whom Paul's preaching about, because we know it worked. He did cast out devils. We heard the reports. We believe that. But we don't want this Jesus name stuff. And we'll just use it to pray in, but we're not going to get baptized or anything crazy like that. And, you know, don't tell me about my TV and my hair and all that. Just come on, leave that go. We believe in grace. As we realize when we preach the revelation of grace, they don't believe in grace. They believe in disgrace.
Yeah.
That's right. Or they believe in legalism. Either one's wrong. Either one's going to send you to hell because you're basing your salvation on something other than the Word. And the second you've done that, you've left the person of the Word, which is Jesus Christ Himself.
Amen.
The Savior you're claiming to trust yourself in. All right, now let's see if I can get moving. We've got the Son of Man when Jesus came in physical form. And as Brother Branham, I'll read it here in a minute. Throughout the church ages, He was in the dispensation of the Son of God. What is that? The church recognized and progressively began to recognize who He was. And like I said, they're always late. They're always late. But you look, Brother Branham didn't bring Jesus' name baptism back. Pentecostals did that before him. That's right. The deity of Jesus Christ began to be exposed before the prophet came. They began to recognize, wait, maybe He isn't just some lesser God or something. And it took Mormonism to really get them to figure it out, I think, when they really went and made Him a different God. Look it up. You got God and you got the Son here. And they began to realize this ain't working. Something wrong somewhere. You know, this is just not coinciding nowhere. Look, when we get to heaven, I'm sorry, you can believe whatever you want. I'm going to one Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to see some old man sitting next to Jesus and figure out who I'm worshiping. It's the self-same God. There's not two gods, there's not three, and there's not a million, there's one.
Amen.
Amen. People say monotheist. I don't think they know what that means. One God. Hallelujah. God revealed Himself at Jesus Christ throughout the church ages. Now, we understand the first age was the bride age, the Alpha bride. That's why the apostles were not deceived. Look, they knew it. They knew the truth. They knew who Jesus was. They knew who they were. As Paul just said there, I speak a great mystery, but a man and a wife is like Christ in the church. That's exactly what it's typifying. They could see the mystery of God. They understood who Jesus was, but they began to watch it fade. Into where even James himself says, what's the matter with you guys? You need to earnestly contend. You're getting lax.
Sure.
You're beginning to fade into Ephesus. Which if you look up the word Ephesus, it means set aimed at, but relaxed. Anybody that target shoots knows. You might be aiming all right, but if you just kind of, oh, whatever, you ain't hitting.
Right.
If you're not focused, now I'm not saying stressed out either, but you got to know where you're standing. You got to have confidence in what you're doing, that you've been taught right. Look, don't be all carnal now. Be spiritual. That you've been taught right by the Lord, you're going to hit right on because you ain't firing anyways. You're basing off the Word, and the Word knows how to hit the target. But at the end of that age, at the end of the church age, Brother Bram consistently brings up that there's a dispensation in here. Right between the Son of God and when Jesus comes back as the Son of David, as King of Kings, there's a dispensation here of the Son of Man. And we just read it there in Luke 17, 30. He didn't say the days of the Son of God. He didn't say the days of the Son of David. He said, in the days of the Son of Man shall it be like the days of Noah. In the days of the Son of Man, not just when it was the days, but the revelation would come of who the Son of Man is. Not just revealing that he's the Son of God, but that God literally was made flesh.
Amen.
And when God was made flesh in his Son, there were attributes in him that would also be made flesh.
Amen.
Peter knew that. Paul knew that. The first apostles knew that. Don't be a heretic. They did. They wrote it. We didn't come up with a new Bible. We're reading the same things they wrote. It wasn't until after that, when Ephesus age began to roll in, that they began to lose these truths. Hallelujah. But that's because the dispensation was changing. God knew. He already told him. Jesus said, except a corn of wheat, go in the ground and die. It will abide alone. But if it can die, and the Lord can bring life to it, that one seed, that one little church will bring forth so much more.
Amen.
We don't like the process, but we like the results.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad? You know, when you want some corn, aren't you happy to get corn when it comes? But see, the farmer might not like corn like you do because he's got to go through all the process to get it there. We just take the benefits and we think, man, this is mighty good corn. I love every bit of it. I wonder what the Lord feels sometimes when we act that way towards him.
Yeah.
Then we can't have a little patience with the Lord. And you think I'm being mean, but I just listened to Brother Ram. I wish I could find, I think it was Persevere 1963 or somewhere in there. But he was going on. He's talking about people getting prayed for and said, oh, I ain't no better. I just might as well quit. He's talking just like this. Said, well, Lord, I guess I'm not too far off the beaten path. Amen. Look, Jesus offended people for a reason. That's because he told them about sin. And we think sin is just adultery and everything. No, sin's unbelief. He told his disciples to their face, you failed. What's the problem, guys? I sent you with power to cast out devils. I wonder what he'd say to this message, church. I thought I sent you with my word. What are you doing back in the things of the world? What are you doing not believing in healing? What are you doing not believing God still gives the Holy Ghost? What is this nonsense? God don't move in the gifts of the Spirit no more. Stuff in this message, I think he'd throw up. The prophet of God came back and saw some of the things people's done with what God has given us. But it ain't the prophet's fault, and it ain't God's fault. It's man of corrupt minds, unborn again, degenerate souls ordained for condemnation that are given the true word of God and taint it with their own ideas. And brother, sister, I ain't just preachers. That's any man or woman that it takes their own ideas, their own motives, and exalts it over the word of God. You've created an idol, and you'll be destroyed for that if you don't repent.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God promised this Son of Man dispensation. He promised he would reveal himself as the Son of Man when the earth was in a shape like it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. And if you're looking for that, are you blind? Look, I ain't supporting no politics, but we understand that there's all kinds of craziness going on. Trump tries to have a rally in Chicago, and there's people who don't like it, so they show up and they get mad and they push and fight and scream and do everything else. And the media decides it's Trump's fault that's happening,
yeah, right.
Not the people that did it.
Yeah.
That's our society now.
Yeah.
If somebody makes me mad, I can hit Brother John in the face and blame them. Because
yeah.
They didn't, look, go up and hit Trump in the face then. You know, if you're mad at Trump, go hit him. He's the one doing it. Don't blame it on this guy who just wants to vote for somebody different.
Yeah.
And they'll say, oh, we need tolerance. We need this and this. Then don't punch people, man. They're giving tolerance. But that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
And even talking to some of my students today, we were trying to, they're so, I said, you guys are the epitome. And I say this with reverence. You are the media's puppets.
Yeah.
You literally believe everything they tell you.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I can't, and you won't even listen. I can't even talk to you. I remember we were trying to talk something in ninth period and went on, and they just piled up here and there and there and there. And I got done. I said, look for a minute. Does anybody know what I was trying to tell you? And they looked around and said, no. See, that's the problem with our society.
Yeah.
Nobody even tries to listen.
Right.
Wonder why we don't have tolerance. Well, shut up for a little bit and see what the other guy's got to say.
Right.
Then you can disagree and fuss a little bit, but try to love one another.
Right.
Just try, just a little bit. How about when that gets in the Christian church?
Yep.
when we got our disagreements and stuff. And trust me, politics is getting all weaved in. Oh, man, if you say you like Trump or you like Cruz or something else, man, you're out. Yeah. You're gone. You can't be a Christian.
Yeah.
It's just pick your poison to me.
Yeah.
We're all, it's done. It's over.
Right.
There ain't no president coming to save this. The ship is sinking, and the hole's so big, there ain't enough buckets to get the water out. Let's just get in the lifeboat and go.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God's given us a lifeboat in this day.
Amen.
He sent us with a prophet. I put it on my Facebook. Some of you know that. He said, if this goes on for another 50 years, he even uses 50 years, the world will go totally insane.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen. That would have been 2014, so I guess we're long past that now. The world's insane. And so crazy, they won't even listen to something. It's just like he said in the Laodicean age, you're poor, wretched, blind, naked, and you don't even know it. As long as somebody gives me a few free bucks from somebody else, I don't care that I'm dying from everything I'm eating. I don't care that everything I'm watching is polluting my soul, that every game I'm playing is making me depressed, that I don't have no friends because they're all just on my Twitter and my Facebook, and I don't talk to nobody no more. I sit in a corner. I'm not mad. Just give me enough money so I can sit here and keep doing this and make myself miserable. Poor, wretched, blind, naked, and don't know it. It's sad, isn't it? So I thank God for His grace, because we were in the same shape until the grace of God came and showed us the truth. That's right. Okay, now let me bring in this Son of Man now. I hope you understand what I'm saying, that this is important. This isn't something we just blow over. This is something that God has brought to show us who we are. Does God change His mind? 1965. Now we find that His royal seed, He's talking about Abraham's royal seed, traveling the same journey. That's the bride of Christ travels the same journey that Abraham did. And the last sign that Abraham seen before the promised son came was when God was manifested in a human body. And two angels came down. Jesus said in St. Luke 17, the 30th verse, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in Noah's time, as it was in the days of Sodom, see His coming. So it will be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. Now He never said the Son of God being revealed. The Son of Man. And this is what gets so many people messed up with Pentecost. The Son of God was revealed. God brought the baptism back. He brought Christ back to the divine ship He was in that the Catholic Church had tried to take away. God brought that before He sent this revelation. Yes, He did. Now, Jesus came in three names. The Son of Man, which is a prophet. Son of God, which went through the church ages. I'm not making this up now. Then the Son of David. But in between the Son of God and the Son of David, according to His own word and according to Malachi 4 and many scriptures, He's to return back into His church in physical form in the people, in human beings. And He says, in the way of being a prophet. Brother Branham was the wave sheep that we first saw. But what was it? It wasn't the man. That's what people get so messed up. The Son of Man revelation is that God, that man is a man. But God's tabernacled in that man. And that man is the mouthpiece of God to us. Now, that doesn't stop with the prophet, but the word that's come has now made the bride the wave sheaf of this age. That you are the word that goes forth, veiled behind flesh, but recognizing that you and the word are one. That just as Samuel preached the word and what the Bible said, God let none of His words go to the ground. Why? Because it wasn't him thinking. It was the word was in a man, and it was going forth out of that man. God has brought this age upon us. God manifested in human beings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everyone's looking for God. Everyone's trying to find some sort of consolation or some sort of evidence. Even atheists are saying, "Can it just give me something that I can know that I know that I know this God and I'll believe it." But see, they're looking in all the wrong places because God has veiled Himself in the Son of Man, in the bride of Christ.
Amen.
That's where He is. And if, as the Bible, let me just quote you. Don't turn there, so I want to save some time. Matthew 24:22. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then, if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christs and false prophets, shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. All right. See, they're looking for him. And people are asking. Look, he's saying, you're going to ask, where is he? Why else would he say, lo, he's here, lo, he's there, if they weren't asked where he was? But when they began to say, he's in our church because we're the best. He's in my pastor. Look, don't you go spreading that. I believe the Lord's in the pastor, or I shouldn't be back here preaching. I'll tell you that right now. I'll just leave. That's right. If I ain't got nothing to give, what's the point of me talking about it? Amen. But that's not where he is. He's the Word. And wherever that Word is where he is. You got the cord before the horse. It ain't that he's in the church. It's that God's in the church, or God's in the people that's in the church. So now God's in the church. It's not that he hollowed these four walls. Hallelujah. He tried to do that one time. And what happened? People said, I don't want to hear God talk no more. He's scary. Read it. They said, no, Moses, you go ahead and talk to us. And then people complain about the mouthpiece that they asked for. Oh, God, and you don't get sincere. So, Lord, show me where you are. Show me where you are. Come right to the message of the hour. Hear the truth. Well, I don't want none of that. Yeah. Well, God answered your prayer. Maybe you should just humble yourself and recognize that, look, there's something more to this if it don't make sense.
Right.
Because how are we casting out devils?
Right.
How are we healing the sick? Well, they'll show all lying signs and wonders. How are we staying on the Word?
Right.
How come these people actually love each other?
Yeah.
How come these people actually, like, want to talk about the Lord? At least I hope that's our testimony. Oh, we got some repenting to do too. That's right. Show us the Father, 1961. Listen now. Now I'm going to speak first on God and his universe. Let's look around now and see if we can see him. And if I can, by the scriptures, prove that God Almighty is right here in this room this afternoon. Surely it ought to settle the question of whether you believe him or not. But by the scripture and by the evidence, prove that he's right here now. You look over the top of him all the time, trying to find him. He's here, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's there. You know, he was 2012, he was, what was the one before that, 2000, whatever, all these dates. He said, oh, we found this archaeology find, and we've proven that he's, shut, no. He's been in one place all the time.
Amen.
The Word. It's always where he's been. Amen. He said, you look over the top of him all the time, trying to find him. You're jumping at something way out there when it's right here. The Bible says that God is closer to us than our arms, our members of our bodies, because he is part of us. He's our life. Even to where Paul, look, this was such a simple thing when Paul was preaching. He said, you bunch of sinners, you superstitious people. I'm going to tell you, even your own prophets have told you the truth about this, that you are God's offspring. You're his children. So he said, why would you make a God look anything different than a man then?
Yeah.
When you know you're his child. And everything in nature declares a child looks like its parent.
Right.
So if you look at the child and know that it's supposed to look like the parent, you should also know what the parent looks like. So I think when God was made flesh, it makes perfect sense that he showed up as a man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now I want you to turn. Go back. Are you still in Luke 17? Let's go back a little bit before he says that and look at something. And then I got a longer quote, and I think I'll wrap this up. Praise the Lord. You're enjoying the Word tonight.
Amen.
Revelation never gets too high. Say, Lord, just bring me, just give me a stepladder. Get me up there, because it's for me, Lord. If it's in the Word, it's for me, because all your promises are mine. Brother Bram said, I've looked it up, and maybe you can find some. That's fine. But people like to throw around, you know, we need to, if you don't understand, just lay it on the shelf. Well, Brother Bram, when he talks about a shelf, he says, look, if I got a big arcade room and it's mine, I want to know what's up there. He said, if that shelf's just a little too high, I looked up the word shelf, everything, trying to find this quote. I didn't find it nowhere, but I did find this. He said, if you got a promise of God, he said, and it's a little too high on the shelf, he said, I'll go get me a ladder and get up there and get it.
Amen.
Because it's mine.
Amen.
Amen. So if it don't make sense, but you know it's the Word, say, Lord, it's mine though. I don't need to sit here all confused. Satan, shut up. This is for me.
Amen.
Show it to me, Lord. You promised it.
Amen.
And then go on praising him and believing it. He'll show you. Sometimes the ladder is the ladder of faith. That's the problem. You just want God to just do it and just wait. Magic wand, gimmick religion. No, you got to believe it.
Amen.
You got to believe it and endure the fight of faith.
Amen.
Enough. You know what? You got to let faith come out sometimes.
Yeah.
How do I do that? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Saying when I don't feel good, that's the time to do it.
Amen.
Said you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, I just love the Holy Ghost come on you. Oh, yeah? What if it's right here in the middle of my church?
Amen.
Yep.
What if it's right here in Walmart?
Right.
You still want it? Yes, Lord. They already think you're bat crazy anyways because you probably, you know, you ain't got TV or don't care about all their stupid stuff. Yeah. What's it matter that they hear you say hallelujah one time? Do you see how the devil gets right in our minds, man? And just, oh, you're going to look weird. Well, guess what? You already look weird. Yeah. I look weird in this day. Where's your tattoos? You know, where's your piercings now? I got male students with like eyebrow piercings and those. It's like, I even asked a girl today. This is just good service tonight. I'm having a good time. She had a nose ring. And I said, I want to ask some. Why did you get that? I just really want to know. Just tell me. And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, you just stabbed yourself in the nose with a needle and you don't know why. I don't understand this. I said, look, here's the thing. You could be as pretty as all get out. When I look at you, that's what I'm looking at. Yeah. I don't see your face no more. I don't see nothing else. I see this blinky thing right here staring at me right in the eye. Yeah. I'm not even trying to look at it. I can't help it. Yep. Why are you wearing it? No answer. Why? Yeah. Insane. Yeah. Crazy, you know. Now, look, we understand that, but it gets right into the church when you begin to say, well, I know God can heal, but, you know, this is kind of tough. I mean, if Brother Solon's, if I just had a different preacher here, I'd get healed today. I will say this. I say this to encourage you, not to hopefully, don't take it in pride. Take it in encouragement. You know, I'm used to people in this church believing the word. I really am. When I pray for people, I'm sitting now where I'm used to them believing when they come. I'm used to them not bringing doubt. So sometimes when we have a visitor, somebody that's not... I've had to say, whoa, yeah, that's right. Some people aren't really ready to believe just yet. Right. So what am I saying? Thank you. Praise the Lord. There's people still believe in the Word. Right. There's people come forward with so much unbelief, I don't know how to unpackage it all in 5 seconds. Come on, preacher, give me a miracle. Well, why don't you believe first, and maybe God give you a miracle? Because I can't help you anyways. Sure. Look, even if Brother Mamie even said it under that anointing, said, look, even my faith, sure, you could get delivered here. But then you're going to leave the platform, go back off, and that thing's going to come back with 7 more devils you had before. Yeah. Ain't going to do you no good. You need to believe this. Yeah. And that goes with every man, because at the end of the day, you got to lay in your bed. Yeah. You got to close your eyes, look up, and realize, do I really believe this or not? Because there ain't no mama there ain't no daddy there ain't no wife in that place. There's no wife there. It's you and the Lord. Right. And you got to find out if you really believe it or not. Amen. Everyone's got to wage that war. Hallelujah. All right, Luke 17, verse 20. This backdrops what we opened up with. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. I'm just letting that soak in for a minute. The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. What does that mean? If you're looking high, low, here, there, figuring it all out, oh, I got it, brother, I got it. I got my quote book right here, got it all done, figured out. You ain't got nothing. It says, just the time you think you know it like you ought to, you don't know a thing like you ought to. Because, as I think Paul said it, knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth. A true heart that really believes the word, it'll edify others. So they demanded him. They were looking for the kingdom. They wanted to know if he's really the Son of God, if he's really bringing the word. So we demanded of you. He said, sorry, guys, you're looking all the wrong way. It don't come with observations. You ain't going to learn this in your seminary. You got to believe it. Then it'll live. Now let's keep reading. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Yeah. Hallelujah. I just got to stop there for a minute. This is what the prophet came to show. That's why it's not low here, low there. Even Brother Bram said, he said, at no point do I come to someone to follow me or to come to my church, but I'm trying to bring you to the light of the hour. What was the light of the hour? That the Son of Man is now revealed to us again. I'm going to read it here in a minute. That it's opened up again. That the Word is in you. That the kingdom you're looking for isn't over there. You're waiting on the Son of David. You got to have the Son of Man now, which is the kingdom in you. Glory to God that I'm an overcomer because I'm a part of Christ. Yes, that greater is He that's in me because that's the kingdom. Yes, the kingdom of God, the Holy Ghost in me. I don't have to go low here, low there, this church, that church, this pastor, this one. It's in me now.
Amen.
And any man of God that leads you anywhere but to the Holy Ghost is a false prophet.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to get it on the inside of yourself.
Amen.
And that's why we preach telling every man to be reconciled back to God.
Amen.
Not to the church. Not to even just this book, but to the God of this book. Which is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. How are you going to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Nobody preaches it.
Right.
Yep. Let me tell you. Oh, you're born again. Why? Because I confess Jesus as my Savior. What changed? Nothing. And how are you born again?
Right.
You still look a lot alive to be a dead man.
Yep.
Hallelujah. So they demand him, when's the kingdom coming? He said, it's not low there. You're looking all around. And it's already in you.
Yep.
That's right. It's in the soul of a man. The soul of man is what he is. Don't ask me to explain it. I don't know. I can't explain my fingernail. You say it's made out of what, calcium or something. Okay, break that up. What's that made out of? I don't know, atoms and stuff. What's that mean? You eventually run out. You don't know. You're just guessing. Science, they're trying to tell us that we're made more of air than anything, or just space.
Right.
Not even air, because air is oxygen and stuff. Just nothing. That's, we're made more of nothing than something. That's about right in the Lord, isn't it right? We're just a bunch of nothing, but God put some something in me. But the soul of a man is really who he is. And that soul either came from God or it didn't. That's right. Hallelujah. All right. Neither shall I say, lo here, lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Now listen. He said, and he said unto his disciples, the days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. Now say to you, see here or see there. Go not after them nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of one part of heaven shineth unto the other part of heaven, so also shall the Son of Man be in his day. Now I'm going to have to stop here for a minute. And you're going to get, Stephen, well, we got the same last name, so I can say this. I'm going to tell you, this is my cressology here. All right? This is something that, you know, if it's true, it's not. I just got inspired, and we'll just let the Lord lay it where he wants to. If you think it's whatever, just let it go. I don't necessarily have a quote for this, but listen. He said, you desire to see a day of the Son of Man. And I believe that dealt with his physical body as well. I'm going to be gone, and you're going to want to see me, and I ain't going to be here no more. But they had the Son of Man in their day.
Yes.
He said, but these disciples, he said, there'll be a time come when you'll want to see God be able to move like he is, and you won't see it. You'll begin to see the church begin to wane away. He said, but look, don't go start leaving the Word. Stay where you are. That's scary with that. I'm sorry. Stay on the Word. You understand what I'm saying? Stay on the Word of God. He said, look, the Son of Man has revealed himself in the first days. They recognized that God was made flesh in every believer. He said, but then it began to wane away. And I believe the disciples were looking around as James did and said, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a good meeting like we used to? But what did he tell them? Don't just leave the ship and go here and there. He said, don't follow that. Why? That's where the Catholic Church started.
Right.
Amen. Stay on the Word. He said, because when the Son of Man comes back, hallelujah, at the end time, it'll shine so far, it'll be all over the world. You won't have to go find it. It's everywhere. And God has done that in our day, has he not? He's brought his Word all over the place where if you want it, you can find it.
That's right.
Don't go here, there, everywhere. If anything I can say to a Christian, just stay right on the Word. If you got the littlest thought about something, well, I don't know if this is right, forget it. Dismiss it and stay on the Word. Hallelujah. Just leave that as it is. Now, I got one quote here to finish up. Proving His Word, 1964. Listen now. Now, after 1900 years, with the church ages past. Okay, did you catch that? After 1900 years, with the church ages past, which has made a lot of people believe we're in the millennium. Because they've missed over the dispensation that the prophet's been trying to bring them since the seals were opened. Because all they can see, because they're under the same delusion that the world is, that they're Son of Man, Son of God, Son of David. They didn't see that the Son of Man would reveal himself in the last day. So they tried to blow right off the top, saying, well, the church ages are over. Well, the Laodicean church age, as far as the world system goes all the way to the end. We understand that. But the bride don't get stuck in here. No, no, no. Look, the black, the circle, the Spirit drew it black. You might not understand, but the last church is black. He said there was no white in it. But he said, why did I put white in it? Because of the message. He said, because there'd be a group. Why is there no light? Because it keeps going after he takes the light out.
Right.
Glory. So to us, was there light in the last age? Yes, because we were there.
Amen.
Glory to God. But for the world, we get raptured out. Then it goes to total blackness. Why? Because the church ages have ran out. All right. And all these things that he prophesied of Luther and Wesley, we just went through and seen it drawed out, and the moon come down and drawed it out, and the Lord drawed it on the board here for us and showed it, and come down himself and confirmed it to be right. Isn't that right? He drew it on the chalkboard. The Spirit of the Lord came on the back wall and drew the same seven circles. Look, there were hundreds of people there. Brother Brandon, you know, there was a woman yelled on the tape. I remember she was just in one of the services, so she was there when it happened. Look, there were eyewitnesses seeing these things. We don't believe a lie. We believe what's the truth. Hallelujah. So wrote it on the board behind us and showed us and come down himself and confirmed it to be right. After 1900 years, and we're at the end of the Laodicean church age, he promised in Luke 17:30 that this same Son of Man, he promised it, would be revealed in the days like it was in Sodom upon the earth. Did he do it? Of course he did. What did he do in the days of Sodom? He came as Melchizedek. Hallelujah. He came as the king of Salem. He came in physical form. He came in Jesus' day as the Son of God himself, we understand. The Son of Man in the form of Jesus Christ. Then at the end time, he promised to come again as the Son of Man. Does it have to come to pass? It's impossible. Now remember, he come in three names. The Son of Man, a prophet. The Son of God, the Spirit. And the Son of David for the millennium. But in between this conjunction, now according to his own words, in the day when the Son of Man shall be revealed, reveal himself as what? Not Son of God, Son of Man will reveal himself in a different way. Glory to God. Now what does that make? Malachi 4, exactly right. See, the Son of Man will reveal himself. Not in a big whole denominations and things as we've had through the ages, but he would manifest himself as Son of Man again to make manifest Malachi 4 because we needed a prophet. And in that day, I will send you Elijah the prophet, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the faith of the apostolic fathers, away from all this denominationalism, and come back to the original word again to draw out that last day bright tree that he promised. In the evening time it shall be light. Not through the misty day it shall be light. It'll be a day that can't be called day or night. See, it's making up the body. But the head that was here in the east is here in the west again. There shall be light in the evening time. Can I keep reading tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Son of Man is revealing himself in the same power that he was.
Yep.
Not down through the church age. That includes Laodicean age. Why do you think Brother Bram differentiated between the message brought to us and the Pentecostal age? Because it was a dispensation change for the believer. The world don't see it. The world don't have nothing to do with this. It's the seventh seal and he just don't know nothing about it.
Amen.
See how it all just, Lord, just bringing it all together for us. All right, let me finish that. And the Son of Man has revealed himself in the same power that he was. Not down through the church ages, through justification, sanctification, all these things here. But the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? The Word. And the Word is quicker than powerful than any two-edged sword. Discerns the thoughts that's in the heart. What did he have to do? He has to prove that Word. What would he do? Notice of it. When he see it happening, look at the same form that he was in here in the beginning. The pillar of fire. My, proving that he's Hebrews 13:8. Said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is it? Jesus Christ the same yesterday. That was Christ in the wilderness with Moses. How many knows the Bible said that? Yesterday. That Christ was in Paul was speaking here today. You believe that in the New Testament. Then the Son of Man, the same Christ in the last day. See? All right. Now notice John 14:12, he said, the works that I do shall you do. And all these other scriptures, what did he do? He's here now proving, not Luther's age, not Wesley's age, not Pentecostal age, not Baptist age, not Presbyterian age. We've done went through that and proved it by the history in the Bible. But what? The age of the Son of Man being revealed. To bring these things in to fulfill the word when all must be fulfilled. See? We see it, and it's true.
Amen.
Let me skip down a little bit. He said it, I believe it, and he's proved it. That's the good part. He's proved it. Proved his word by the word, for he is the word. See? And the word does what? Knows the secrets of the heart. Is that right? All right. Proves it in Hebrews 13:8. And he will have a bride church ready in the last days.
Amen.
Amen. I could keep going there, but I'm going to finish on that. See, this is where we got to really understand. Why did God send us this message? What is this message sent? If you go look up the comings of Elijah, if you look at when it talked about him, John the Baptist coming in the spirit and power of Elijah, Luke 1:17. He said he came to bring to prepare a way for the Lord, to bring the fathers to the children, to make a way for Christ to come. But when this one was prophesied, the Elijah of our day, it was to restore us back to the original word. It was always a restoration, always bringing us back to what God has brought. Not the resurrection now. The message wasn't sent for the resurrection as it was sent to restore the church first. So then the resurrection could happen. Are you hearing me now? The word has come to restore us back to being the Son of Man again, to recognizing that God has given me the Holy Ghost, that while I'm in this flesh, I am God's representative on this earth. But that's not what the world's really groaning for. That's our restoration. But that's not the end of it. What do we want? I want my body to change. The earth is groaning for what? The manifestation, not of the Son of Man, but of the sons of God. How will they have sons? How will they be sons of God when they drop this mortality and have a body like unto His? When they have a resurrection body, that's what the earth's groaning for. But you'll never get to that dispensation without being restored back to the Word first. Are you understanding me tonight? God had to get us out of all this denominational thinking, or we would never recognize God in us in the first place. So how can you have faith that God can change your flesh if you ain't got faith that He can change the soul?
Amen.
Which can change the spirit.
Amen.
Come on.
Yes,
and how can He do that if there's no life in there in the first place? But God has shown, my life's always been in you.
Amen.
My life's been in every believer. All the way back to Adam. All the way through Moses, David. I've been there the whole time. He told him as the days of Noah, so up at the end time. What did He tell him? You didn't reject Noah. You rejected me. He said, Samuel, what are you crying about? They rejected you. They're rejecting me. Because I'm the Word. Did you read what Dad read today? Did you see when he said the sons of men in there? Glory to God. We don't cop. We don't make notes. God's trying to get us to recognize this, that we have to recognize the day we're in right now, which is that God is in me, that me and the Lord are one. And what does that do? It begins to give you faith. It begins to give you faith. Say, Brother Andrew, how do you have such faith when praying for people? Because I've recognized this, that God is in me, that God has brought me to this. And if He's brought a need, I need to do it. That's right. Look, and He's done the same with every believer. I don't know your gifts. I don't, and that don't really matter if you can recognize God is in me.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Because that's the other camp we run into. Oh, I just love the Son of Man. That's all I want, and that's it. We're done, and we build denomination all over again. That's not why God revealed to us the Son of Man, who we are. He revealed it in us to give us a thirst. To get us to say, oh, Lord, what a work you've done in my soul. What a work you've done in my spirit. And what is this flesh before you? But just another step. Look, brother, sister, the Bible, the revelation, the Spirit says, come, Lord Jesus, come. It didn't say, let me go, as somebody's preaching. Oh, let's get out of here. Let's hurry up. No, Lord, come. Come and get us. Because I'm not just going by myself. I've got this token applied.
Amen.
I've got it applied to my family.
Amen.
People think you can't rapture a little child. Oh, they got to come to perfection. Well, how in the world is that going to happen? God knows my boys be this old. They're elected. I got a token on them. They'll be just fine. Actually, I believe children, as Brother Bram said, people get all worked over this, but I believe children go to heaven if they die. He said, well, if their name's on the Lamb Books of Life. Well, of course, because God knew they would die that young. So He could put their name on there. That's why Jesus, He said He died for the sins of the whole world. And some people think, oh, yeah, but not really the sinner. No, He did. He did. He died for Cain's sin. Yeah, He did. They're all forgiven. He didn't leave one stone unturned. He took care of everything so that the devil would know all his teeth got knocked out. Why did Cain stay lost? Why did they be lost in the days of Noah? Why were they lost in all these other ages? Because they simply wouldn't believe. I can give you all the money in the world, but if you got faith enough to take it first, right? Here's the book. take it and eat it down. Or if you ain't got faith to take that money and go to the grocery store and use it and get some bread and eat it, you're going to die. It ain't my fault. It ain't the grocery store's fault. If they got real genuine bread, you know, it ain't the church's fault. It ain't the pastor's fault. It's not brother so-and-so's fault. It's yours. Because God has given you the true word. Yes, He did. God didn't leave us out here in a refuge. He's given us the true word. He's given us a way back through the revelation of the sons of man, of the Son of Man. I hope you understand what I'm saying. To bring us back to our sonship, sons of God. Manifested sons of God. There's travailing for that. And God is placing us the faith, the word, and the anointing to do it. That last day bride church will be ready. Don't ask me to explain it. It don't come with observation. You ain't going to one day get online and say, oh, bride's ready today. I see it on there. All the pastors saying it. It's ready today. That's how some people believe it. Or if this brother says it, then I know. This brother says it, then I know. Look, I'm trusting those men of God are saved, but I don't know. Every man's got to work out his own salvation with fear and trembling. That's right. Don't mess around with it. Get to where perfect faith takes over.
Amen.
That's right. Know where you're standing. Because the second you know you're in Christ, oh, what can you do? You can just let up all the pressure.
Yes.
When you begin, and now don't look at this. Look, not just that you're in Christ, but that you always were.
Amen.
And that you never can get out because you've been sealed in.
Amen.
And God has witnessed that seal in your life by giving you the Holy Ghost. The blood's on the door. The death angel can't pass. I'm going in a rapture. Let's praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Praise His name tonight. Glory. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for the truth, Lord. Thank you for the light of the hour.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh,
praise
glory.
God.
Glory.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh, let's
you,
lift
Jesus.
Him up. I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings. No matter what tomorrow. What it has in store. What it has in store. Oh, I will praise. Why, I've recognized who I am. I've recognized what God's done for me.
Oh, I will praise the Lord.
Glory to God tonight.
Oh, I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise the Lord.
Lift your voices tonight. Thank you, Lord.
I will praise the Lord.
Oh, just let loose. Let the Spirit have His way tonight. Yes, Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has. Tomorrow brings what it has in store. I will praise the Lord.
Oh, just worship and praise Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise Your name tonight, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Glory. Glory, Lord Jesus. Hosanna to the King. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't You glad
Jesus.
He lives tonight?
Hallelujah, Father.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank You for the Holy Ghost. Thank
Jesus.
You for revelation, Father. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Aren't
Thank
You happy
you,
for the
Father.
Truth?
I love You, Jesus.
Aren't You happy for revelation, having Your eyes opened by the grace of God? Thank You, Lord.
Praise
Thank You,
God.
Lord. Oh, give Him praise, children.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank You, Jesus.
Oh, yes,
praise
Lord.
You, praise You, praise You, praise You.
Praise Your glorious name tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh,
glory.
The Spirit of God.
Thank
you for
Jesus.
Being here, Lord.
Praise You, Jesus.
Thank You, Lord, for
praise
the life.
Your name, Father.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord, for living
aren't
in
you
me,
glad,
Lord.
Glad
Thank
He's alive tonight.
Out, Lord Jesus.
Aren't you glad you can
praise,
see Him living
Lord,
in your soul, in the Word?
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
You, Lord
Jesus.
Praise
Hallelujah. God.
Lord,
Thank
why
you,
can we fight? Because
praise,
we know You live.
Praise
we know You're
Jesus.
Alive. We know You're raised from the dead, and we got the witness in our souls.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
because He
God.
Lives, because He lives.
Thank,
Thank You,
Jesus.
Lord.
And because He lives.
Yes, Father.
I can face tomorrow.
Happy tonight for that. Thank You, Lord. Yes, Father. Thank You for the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, move by Your Spirit through each one. Hallelujah. Do you have a need tonight as Dad sings it again? Come forward now. Come forward and be prayed for. Thank You, Lord.
I can
to say and the actions to do to lead him back to You, Lord. Not just his body, but that his soul might be healed. Lord, raise him up for Your glory. May he know that God lives. We commit it to You, Lord. We gather in faith. We agree together now by the promise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Oh, thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Lord, for the witness. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank You, Lord, for the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
in the name of Jesus Christ. We agree in faith, Lord, because you told us to. Pray for this healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Feel free to worship. That don't disrupt the spirit at all. Thank you, Jesus. All glory. Before he is his heart, and I pray you'll respond on the other side. I believe you are, Lord, and bring that restoration over my brother's soul. Let it be back at peace with you and away from all these things. Lord, he can be a witness to those around him, Lord, and bring a light to a dying age. Help my brother, Lord, bring him back to right fellowship. Use him by the Spirit, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Just keep worshiping, brother. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I can face tomorrow.
Jesus, take all of us. Tell me whatever it is.
Pray, Lord, Brother Roy, who's
He wants His children, Lord. We pray You bring each one of them
to
You, Lord. You promised it, that, Lord, it's the end of all time.
Yes, Lord.
We apply the token of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring His other daughter in. We pray back to You and do what no man can do. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Thank You, Lord.
Thank You, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bring her in, Lord Jesus.
Back to You. Hallelujah.
My soul.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, bread of heaven.
Oh, just eat it all, children. Say thank You, Lord, for the word tonight. Thank You for hearing my heart's cry. Here's my cup. Lord, I give You praise. I worship You, Lord. Sing it in faith. Say, Lord, thank You for filling me tonight.
Oh, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Oh, come and quench.
Just praise Him, children. Praise Him now.
Just
believe it with all your heart. Don't let the devil let you doubt any promise of God. Yes, Lord,
bread of heaven. Oh, feed me till I want.
Praise Him, children. Don't succumb to the enemy. Overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of your testimony. Hallelujah. One last time all together, sing it now. Thank You, Lord.
Oh, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting cup, my soul.
Feel His Spirit here with us. Feel Him come and witness back. I hear your prayer today. I answer your request. Believe it now with all your heart. Say, Lord, there's no mountain too big for You, Lord. It might look impossible to me, but I'm looking to the promise. And I accept it with all my heart. And I give You praise as it's already done. It's already finished, Lord. And I lift my voice in rejoicing that You've heard my prayer. And that the devil, he's defeated. He's got nothing on this. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I don't know. I just feel like we need to rejoice. I think we need to praise Him for what He's done. We need to recognize that God's done exceedingly abundantly more than anything we've ever asked or thought. Thank You, Lord. And why is that? Because we finally recognize God's not dead. He's alive. Oh, we got it. Let's praise Him. Come on now. God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. God's not dead. He is alive. I feel Him in my head. I feel Him in. Come on now.
I feel Him in my heart. I feel Him all over.
Come on, loosen up and praise the Lord tonight.
Oh, God's not dead. He is alive. He is alive. Oh, God's not dead.
Yes, Lord,
He is alive. I feel Him in my hands. I feel Him in my feet. I feel Him in my heart. I feel it all over.
Oh, you're feeling tonight. Thank You, Lord.
God's
Shout of praise tonight. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Praise you. Praise you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Praise
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Hosanna to the King.
Praise God.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, blessed Lord
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Did you hear from the Spirit?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Do you understand what the Lord's trying to show us? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
These things weren't said in vain. They weren't done in a corner. God's brought it to us to set us free.
Amen.
To trample on the enemy. We're a victorious church.
Yes.
Without spot or wrinkle. Moses told Pharaoh, we're not leaving a hoof behind.
Amen.
We're not going to compromise on my doctrine.
Sure.
I'm going to stay on the word.
Amen.
God, show me the truth. And
amen.
I don't care, Red Sea, Pharaoh's army, we're getting out of here.
Amen.
Get out of the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, it's so good to be a Christian tonight. It's so good. Well, my hand of service to Dad. I think it's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. That's, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord a little bit. I'll let you be dismissed on this. God bless you, saints.